League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
My daughter would be better at this than us. That's what my daughter is in the game. 5 years old. She would have came in here.
Easy work.
You don't know this, Daddy? Oh.
Yeah.
My son would just look at it.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Hard. I am here today on a new episode with my good friend, Mr. Ryan Davis. Mr. Nice Watch.
Yeah, man. The wordsmith.
Hey, put that arm down. Ryan don't want y'all to know how successful he is, so y'all don't start sliding his inbox.
Man, I'm going to let you know everything you ever see on me is fake. Believe that.
Is that right?
Believe that.
I don't believe it, Ryan Davis. I've seen your tour dates. It would make no sense.
Oh, my God.
It would make no sense if it was fake, right?
Man, I'm going to tell you what's crazy out here, man. These tour dates don't be paying like people think, man. I do it for the love.
That's a lie.
I do it for love.
That is a lie.
I tell them to cover my travel. And
you're just like, I'm going to just pull up.
You cover my travel and hotels.
Because you're doing the Lord's work. It's bigger
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I am a doctor. Laughter is medicine. I just want to come feed the people's soul.
Absolutely. Ryan Davis is also a habitual liar. I don't know if you guys have known that, but since I've known him, he's done nothing but lie to me. And this is no different from any other day when he would be lying to me. Ryan Davis, you started making videos online, and you were consistent with that. So to do that every day, as often as you did, you had to be really good at speaking.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have an extensive vocabulary, is it safe to say?
Yes. I was in school to get my degree in journalism, communications with a minor in journalism.
Wow.
And then I found comedy and realized that
it pays better.
That's what I wanted to do, man.
Pays better.
I'm going to tell you, I wanted to be a sports journalist, and then they start giving the terrible speaking athletes
all the jobs. This is true.
I love Jerry Rice, big time 49ers fan. He used to be on TV like, football good, where they throw, when they throw football, sometimes they catch it. Sometimes they don't, and when they catch it, touchdown. I was like, this is who I'm competing against.
He's like, I'm wasting my time. He's coming in with millions of fans. How can I compete with that?
I threw the book in the trash can, nigga. I was like, going back to class.
I'm going to tell you what followed you, though. Those goddamn student loans. Them bitches was like, I'm still here.
You do community college, then you transfer, nigga. All you people out here trying to be, I'm trying to do 4 years at a university.
Yeah.
It never ends, my nigga. That university will be with you after you die.
I will pay them back when I start using my degree. All right, so what we got here is a game where we have these words. We both have 5 words on index cards. We are trying to pronounce these words correctly, all right? Maya's back there to keep us on track. She's always going to let us know if we are pronouncing the word correctly. And then we're going to try to figure out the definition of said word as well.
Okay.
All right, pretty straightforward.
All right,
I'll go first. I'll fall on the sword because I am going to fuck it up.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to lie. Some people like, you have your own show. You want to look the best. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'll be fucking up words.
What you going to fall on?
The sword.
Okay.
The sword? Which way is it? Wait.
Round 1.
All right, here it is. First word. Oh. You know how fucked it up what it is? When he looked up and he just was like, glad it ain't my word. Like, that's...
The word is E-S-P-O-U-S-E.
All right. I'm going to go with espouse.
No, not exactly, but you're close.
Expouse.
No, you've gotten farther away.
Espouse.
Espouse.
What did I say the first time?
Spouse. It's spouse.
Is he right?
Like you're saying spouse like your significant other. Mm-hmm. When it's spouse, like house, to house someone.
Spouse.
Like the E.
I got it. I don't need what you're doing right now.
But
I don't need what you're doing right now. Let me just try to figure out what the fuck this fucked up ass word is. Okay? That's stupid that it would be different from the, it's spelled exactly the same as spouse.
The funny part is, if they took the E off, you would have hit it. The E's.
Because it's spelled exactly the same. Yeah. It's spelled exactly the same. Ooh, I'm so, you know what?
But okay. That E makes you stretch out this.
Okay, here we go. Espouse. Espouse means to rid of.
That's good.
Rid of.
I was like, yo, that sounds like.
It sounds like the beginning of some.
To get rid of something. We must espouse.
Of. Guest. Like, you like, hey, the guest is still there, so espouse of them.
Yeah. Exit my house, put it together.
No.
It's
not at all?
No, not
okay.
Close.
Okay, cool. I'm just gonna read the. Many people choose newspapers not for the news, but for the ideology they espouse.
Okay.
They represent?
Yes. To follow or support an idea or theory as a cause.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That's stupid. That will not be in my toolbox of words that I reach for.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to leave that one out.
Here we go. Cool.
All right.
Let's go, Ryan Davis.
Okay. All right, so.
The word is A-C-C-E-D-E.
Looks easy.
It is.
Yeah, so.
It's only six letters.
I'm going to just go. Yeah, but
it's less than seven.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go with what it looked like, and then if it don't go, doesn't let me do the Tahir. Do it with confidence.
There you go. You got to do it with confidence. Put your shoulder in it.
Accede.
No.
I knew that was wrong. Yeah. You when it came across your lips, I'm like, that's some wrong ass shit.
Yeah. What is that?
It's accede.
Accede. That makes sense.
Accede.
So
the
it's,
first C is the sound, and then the second C is the.
You enunciate both.
Yeah.
That's not a word. Enunciate.
Accede. Accede.
Yeah, accede.
Sound like some shit you put in your shake to get it healthier.
That's chia seed.
Can you put in some accede? Some chia seed and some flax seed.
Flax seed, chia seed, all of that?
A little bit of accede in that. Accede. Okay. To, let's see, accede.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'll say to look over something, right? To overlook. Not to look over as in read over, but like look over something. Like.
Not quite.
It was close? Shit.
Yeah.
Hey! Hey!
See if the sentence makes sense.
Rather than get into an argument, I will accede to my wife's demands. Oh, give in to. It's instead of going over, yeah, that's a bit Kale.
Yeah. So you weren't, she said not exactly, but she meant to say not at all.
Nah, it was the opposite. Yeah. She was right.
Yeah.
I was on the right path.
Yeah, but you were absolutely wrong. But you gave it a good try.
Nah, it was the alpha male in me was like, nah, just go. But she was like, nah, it's actually the other way.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in beta mode, I would have got that.
A lot of people go miss that.
Yeah, I know.
Round two.
Here we go. Next word.
Ooh, I think I know that one. Can we do steals?
The word is A-N-E-M-O-N-E.
All right, here we go. This is anemone.
Can I try? Because that's wrong.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I was asking the teacher. I should have raised my hand. Hold on.
Don't do that. Don't answer that. Don't put your. What is it?
I'm gonna go with anemone, like sea anemone.
Wow, he's right.
You wanna watch Nemo? Anemone, sea anemone. He couldn't say it like you.
I I be swearing I be calling my friends to get on the show. They just use this as an opportunity to take digs at me. Well, since he said Nemo, I'm going to say it's an underwater aquatic life creature.
There are sea anemones, yes. There are also land anemones.
Oh, shit. That kind of changes things. Well, I mean, I got part of it right? Does that count?
No.
Let me read the sentence. Let me read the sentence.
There you go.
Her grandma's garden contains violets, anemones, and daisies. It's a flower.
It's the land is a flower in the buttercup family, but it's also a sedentary marine animal.
So it's an animal and a flower?
I did not make up the language.
This is the work of the devil.
My thing is, how would you have got that right? It's a plant and an animal?
I would have never got that right.
There was no way to get that.
It's a setup, man. The system is set up to make you feel
you're like it's a plant. No, it's an animal. It's not a plant. I mean, it is a plant.
But it's also an animal. Okay. So just a life force.
Yeah.
That's what we're working with right now.
My turn.
The word is epitome.
Oh, I got this one.
All right.
You know it?
Epitome.
Oh,
bruh, I'm a brainiac, man.
Really? Yeah. But you still use Android phones.
Yeah. Why? Because the camera's the best.
Yeah, debatable.
Or you can just read up on it and see that it's a fact. Oh, reading. I fucked up. Whenever
fuck you, Ryan Davis. Who the hell is Ryan Davis anyway? Who do you think you are? You know what? What is epitome?
Epitome is you showing your audience that you can't read well is the epitome of stupidity. Epitome.
I was like, shut up, Tony. That's sick of your shit.
I would say epitome is like the whole embodiment of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's your final lesson?
Yeah, because there would be stupidity, and then the epitome of that would be the embodiment of it, which is to hear.
I don't know how I keep coming back and getting that. Did you read your sentence and see if you're on point with it? I think you're wrong.
Okay. To hear saying anemone. No, it's okay. Many consider tennis star Serena Williams to be the epitome of good health.
Mm.
Yes.
So that's the whole body of good health?
Yeah, man. Across the board, head to toe. She is the epitome of good health.
I don't think that's the correct definition.
It's correct completely. Is it?
Oh, okay.
It's okay. It was the epitome of correctness.
Round 3.
Oh, okay. If he missed this one, can I do that one too?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to miss this one.
Okay.
The word is collocuialism.
Wait a minute. Oh, I know this one. Saying it is different. But I know this word. Colloquialism.
No. But listen.
That is
whenever
right.
You look at it, though, it looks like it could be that.
It is it's not colloquialism?
Can I?
That's not the word.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Ryan, can you tell him the word?
Colloquialism.
Son of a bitch. Are we going to go off of semantics? That's what
you thought those sound the same? You thought those sound the same.
What did you say?
Colloquialism.
And what did I say? Colloquialism?
Yeah, you said some girl from Compton. I don't know who you said.
Colloquialism?
Yeah.
But colloquialism. I knew what it was. Colloquialism. Mm-hmm. I knew what it was. I just...
What's the definition?
Colloquialism is a... Hold on, wait. You know when somebody... You know a word, but somebody asks you what it is. Like, it doesn't ring immediately. But hold on, give us a... Wait a second. It ain't gonna come no faster with you staring me down.
Oh,
like
I didn't know I was supposed to participate in your thinking. I'm sorry.
Colloquialism. Oh, it's like an old time saying. Like a old, like the old colloquialisms, like your people used to say, the old, like, don't you, or eat a spoonful of Vicks Vapor Rub or something like that, old colloquialisms.
If you had it, all you had to do was stop talking. You kept going.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. He had it. All he had to do, because the first one was vague enough for him to hit. He hit.
That's not it.
Tony and the audience
so
going.
We're going to go with that.
And then you had to
forget
go.
Forget I said it. Can we forget I said it?
Ooh.
You don't need to do it. I already asked. I'm going to read the sentence. Y'all isn't a proper word. It's a colloquialism that combines you and all.
Yeah. Yes, slang.
Old slang. I mean, old.
No, it's just slang.
That's what I said.
All slang is colloquial. Okay. Did he get it right, Teach?
He got the definition right if he had stopped talking. I'll just take the
what?
First part.
Did I say that?
Of his words. Give him partial credit.
I wish I had your list. Your list easier.
No, it's not. You said just about everything I said. You said it right too. So just. Y'all knew I knew the word. I just pronounced it wrong, but you knew I knew the word.
I know more of his than mine. We should have switched.
No, your power was made for you. That's why your name was on it. This wasn't Ryan
Davis'
power.
This is a setup. Shoot.
The word is demagogue.
To demagogue. Is that correct?
Demagogue.
Yeah.
Correct.
Now.
I know those are from Thor.
No, that's a demigod.
That's not the same thing?
No.
Okay.
Can I read the definition first?
Read the sentence and then you'll get it.
Read the sentence first, I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Let me see. What are you doing? Yeah. Crowds cheered for the demagogue who promised to make their impossible dreams come true. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's Loki. That's Loki. That's a demigod.
No.
That is Loki. That's the textbook definition of Loki.
I'm guessing
Shut up. A
demagogue is someone magical?
No.
No,
not exactly. It's a leader who appeals to popular passions.
It's okay. I got the word. That's further than Tamir here. So.
Further than who? Tamir?
Tamir.
It sounded like it said Tamir.
I did say Tamir.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
He is winning, dog.
We ain't got to define that.
Round 4.
Man, what the fuck is this
word,
bro?
I did know demagogue, too, man.
The word is I-G-N-O-M-I-N-I-O-U-S.
And you wanted this one.
Nah, I ain't want that one.
Ignominious.
I feel like you're missing a syllable.
No, ignominious.
Okay.
Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
28 on the ACT. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. Now.
28?
Yeah.
A scale of?
34.
My nigga.
That's what I'm talking about. But that got you scholarships.
Yeah.
21 basically got you in, like, most.
HBCU.
And PDIs.
Okay.
But, like, if you want to, like, elite 28, you need a minimum of 28 to get, like, Harvard and all of those shits. Yeah.
Okay.
Minimum.
I didn't take any of those, man.
Okay.
Community college.
I'm going to read the sentence because I have nothing. Just go. I would have said it was, like, the cousin of an iguana. Her appearance in Girls Gone Wild was the most ignominious event in her life. Embarrassing.
Yes, close. Deserving or causing public disgrace or shame.
Put it on the board.
Shame.
Put it on the board. Numbers on the board. Push a T. Holler at your boy.
Oh, this is bullshit. No one knows how to say this word.
The word is WORCEST. E-R-S-H-I-R-E.
No one knows how to say this word. I moved a strike.
No. No, I just said this.
Soon as I show it to you, you're going to know what it is.
Right now?
Yes, but you can break down that word. This is proven that no one knows how to say this word.
Let me see it.
No one knows how to say this word.
I guess you got to try.
That's bullshit.
I guess you got to try. All you do at home is watch stuff and read.
But they don't. There's no commercials for it.
The encyclopedia is online.
Yo, let me hit Tony Baker with the sentence, and so he'll.
No. Because you were trying to help Tony on his time.
No. I'm gonna hit him with the sentence, so he'll know the word. Because he ain't gonna know the word from me pronouncing it. Water can have the same Worcestershire sauce with our steaks, please.
Was that your pronunciation?
That's my try.
Say it again?
Nah, I said it.
No, she needs to hear you again.
Hey, that's her job to pay attention, man. It ain't my job to keep doing it.
What is it? Worcestershire?
Man, I said what I said.
Did he say it right?
Worcestershire.
Shit.
Ah.
Worcestershire.
You were so close, though.
Yeah.
I'll give you 5.
Boom.
Out of 20. Round 5.
Oh, that's good.
That's a slight word right there.
The word is alias.
Yeah.
Alias.
There you go.
Correct.
That's it.
I thought he was going to say Elias, though, boy. I was ready.
Alias is it's also like another name, like a DBA, doing business as, or something like that. It's like, you know, he has a lot of different aliases.
No, aliases. Man.
He has a lot of different aliases. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you
said DBA.
Doing business ass.
Oh.
Because I might be, you know, to hear to y'all, but my mama know me something else. But Tahir's my DBA. It's one of my aliases.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm also known as Hot Fire.
See, I know also known as, but doing business as, I've never
really
heard that before.
As much money as you make?
Nah, because I go by Ryan Davis to everyone.
That is true.
Yeah.
But I got them right.
You got it correct.
Okay, I'm going to read the sentence, even though I don't have to, because you know your boy out here like me, a genius. Is that your real name or is it an alias? Damn, that's basically what I just. Goddamn, I'm good.
The word is phlegmatic.
Now, I'm not even going to lie. I've seen this word several times. I think I've actually heard it pronounced before, and that's why I think I'm going to butcher it, and I'm actually, for the scholars out there who I'm supposed to represent, I apologize.
Who said you were supposed to represent them?
Because I'm clearly going to be the smartest person in this episode. So whenever y'all see me butcher this, I only do it when you come for me. I was just trying to shout out to my people.
That was
to the nerds out here.
I could text some genius to you, but do you want to have a conversation? It's like, nigga, why do you want to talk?
I'm gonna go with phlegmatic.
That is correct.
Okay.
You did all of that build up for nothing.
I said if I miss, I'm sorry to the, you know. Ooh.
Did that help you at all?
No.
I love it.
The boss is phlegmatic. Mm. Nature made his employee trust him.
Mm. Oh. I'm gonna bathe in my victory right now. Just gonna bathe in it.
I think I'm still ahead of you, actually, by hitting that word. So.
But you don't know the definition of it, though? You still couldn't figure it?
Well, my phlegmatic nature is causing me not to rub it in too bad, man. That's what that is.
Just shut the fuck up.
Just want to use it in a sentence real quick.
I'm gonna get the definition of phlegmatic?
I'm gonna say that it's let's say nice or nurturing.
Slow to react, not showing emotion, calm or composed.
That's me.
Literally you.
And I didn't know the definition.
Wow.
That's why I knew the word. Okay.
You should be
That's
Ryan
why I seen the word
Davis.
Yeah.
Literally.
That is by definition.
It's like, yo, Ryan,
me.
Your video just hit 20 million. That's crazy. Aren't you excited?
I can barely contain myself.
That is literally me.
Extra credit.
So now we're going to read these two sentences. difficult to read. We have to do it in 10 seconds or less with as little errors as possible.
Okay.
Right? And then after that, Maya's going to tally up who is the winner. Yeah, boy. And then we'll go from there. All
right? Be honest. I don't even have to nail this part to win, right?
Hey, man. Why would you?
Okay. Let's go. I can go ahead and go.
This is the bad sportsmanship right now. Even if you are,
I was
winning,
asking the teacher a question.
You want to keep the other person.
I'm trying to be
like
a good student.
Chance.
No, it's closer than what I'm acting like because you was hitting yours. I was pissed.
All right, here we go. Boy, hey, don't flip it over yet.
Well,
you want to go first?
Nah, I'm good.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right, 10 seconds. We ready, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. There you go. All right. If you believe that smoking is deleterious to your health, then quit. Deleterious to your health. Deleterious to your health. Then quit. Shit.
Oh, you eventually got there. Deleterious.
Let's end it at the end.
So, all right.
How many seconds was that? Like 9? 9.8?
At the end, you got to around 11. But... Shit. You eventually got the word, and that's what matters.
That's matter. That's right.
Already 11 seconds.
No, he's not going to get the points, but learning is always a win. You know what I mean? To learn something new.
Tony, you shut up. You had your chance. Okay?
That was
C.
A long time.
You C-ass student.
C-minus.
C-minus-ass student.
You got an F.
All right, we're going to do it on three. 1, 2, 3. These two-sided attributes are known as concomitant characteristics. Concomitant.
I'm going to give you half.
Okay.
It is concomitant, but you didn't stop talking until 12 seconds. But you did finish the sentence and then went back.
No, I finished the sentence and then he asked what, and I said concomitant.
Oh, hey, I see. Hey. Okay.
Oh, so you are blaming your loss on me?
What? No loss.
It's accident failure.
Hey, we got it. You want to take it to the tape?
We don't have to take it to the tape.
I bet we don't have to take it to the tape.
Because we were right here. I was here. I heard you go back and try to double down on it.
No.
You
said
know
what?
You didn't know what it was, and I get it.
Oh, I still don't know what it was, but I pronounced it correctly.
The second time around?
No.
I don't think you pronounced it correctly on the
Don't be trying to use my southern draw against me.
I'm not. I'm just saying. What is that, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't sound. It didn't sound like you said it right the first time.
No, I said it.
I'm just telling you what I thought, man. You know what? Let's just leave it to Maya. Maya, who's coming out the victor in this? Hey, man, listen. You can come back anytime. I just want you to know that. You know, regardless of what.
Thank you for taking it easy on me, man.
It's the least I can do. If I beat y'all ass every time you come on, you would never come back. So,
I appreciate you.
You think you're from North Carolina? So
yeah.
It's like,
you know, I know we're Duke and other schools.
I get it. Maya, what we looking like?
Ryan Davis got a B-.
I've never got a B.
You still haven't gotten a B. You failed again.
Hey,
if you need a tutor.
You failed again.
The positive takeaway from this is that
I'm going to bet that B- holds up throughout this season.
Let me just say this. The positive takeaway from me failing again is that there's always room
for
improvement.
He used quotations like he didn't fail for real.
There's always room for improvement. And the glass is always half full. It's all about how you look at it. It's perspective, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why you only drink half that water.
It is.
It's the reminder.
To get more. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for watching another episode of Working Is Hard. I want to thank my guest, Ryan Davis. Ryan, what you got coming up?
When is this airing? So I can...
You can tell them, you know, if you got anything coming up, they'll still check it out.
Oh, okay.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll take you out next time. No, peace.
We doing this, though. No. Hell no.
Cut the goddamn camera.
Hell no. You a terrible person. You a terrible person.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.